At the weekend, an anti-Romani march organised by a far-right party escalated when radicals were joined by locals in an attempted attack on a Romani housing unit in a small town in North Bohemia. The event was only the latest in a series of radically motivated incidents that have occurred in the region in recent weeks, where racial tensions between the Czech and Romani communities have been exacerbated by high unemployment and a rise in crime. Sarah Borůvka has the details.
Police intervened to keep an angry mob of locals and far-right extremists from breaking into a Romani housing unit in Varnsdorf, North Bohemia, after a march organized by the far-right Workers' Party for Social Justice departed from its planned route. Attackers yelled racist slogans and shouted, "Don't protect these animals," at the police. Some 600 to 700 people participated in Saturday's anti-Romani demonstrations, with some 600 police officers working to ensure law and order in the Shluknov area, in the biggest such operation since racial tensions erupted in Litvinov in 2008. Kumar Vishwanathan, a Romani rights activist and social worker, has spent the past week in Varnsdorf and says he is deeply shocked by what he saw on Saturday.
Group of native Varnsdorf people let themselves be mesmerized, hypnotized by a group of extremists, neo-Nazis, and went for the blood of the Roma. That is terrible, and that shouldn't happen. That's an act of barbarianism. That's barbaric, and that shouldn't happen in a civilized country.
On the same day, two gatherings of far-right extremists took place in Rumburg and Novi Bor, other towns in North Bohemia that have become flashpoints recently. Police made a total of 21 arrests and charged four. Six people, among them three policemen, were injured. Both Interior Minister Jan Kubice and the Deputy Chief of Police were present at the demonstrations, which were monitored by a police helicopter. Saturday's events are only the latest in a series of racially motivated gatherings aimed against the region's Romani minority. The director of the Romani rights group Romea, Zdeněk Ryšavý, says that racial tensions are compounded by the area's high unemployment and crime rate.
It's not just the Romanis that have difficulty finding work in this region where unemployment is rampant. Also, ethnic Czechs find it hard to get a job there, and they are not much better off than the Romanis. So they are seeking an outlet for their frustration and have found it in the local Romani population. And the reason why this is escalating right now are isolated criminal acts of Romani individuals. The majority population is applying the principle of collective guilt, which is unacceptable.
The situation in the Shluknov district first escalated in late August. Following an improvised rally of some 1,500 locals who gathered in Rumburg, yelling racist slogans and asking Romanis to leave, Prime Minister Peter Nečas ordered an increased police presence in the area. But Romani rights NGOs are calling for a systemic approach to address hate and racial tensions, highlighting the importance of fighting unemployment and crime. Currently, the government's Romani Inclusion Agency, along with the Labor, Interior and Education Ministries, are working on a strategy to address these issues.
Sarah Borůvka there with that report on racial tensions in North Bohemia.